and welcome to the Red Rock Fantasy Basketball Monster Podcast. My name is Josh Lloyd, and you can find me on Twitter at @RedRock_BBall. Just doing an ESPN mock draft. Got 9 of 10 people in there at the moment, just waiting for the last person to jump into this draft room. And we're full, so that's great. Got a full draft for this mock draft. Going to be doing an ESPN league, which is a standard head-to-head 10-team, 13-man roster league. It's going to be looking at, I've taken the 10 spot, so I'm going to see what we can do from the 10 spot. And I'm also going to, not sure how it's going to work, but at this point I'm setting out trying to do it as a punt points strategy team and seeing how that works out. I might end up doing punt free throws as well, but that's the idea I've got heading into this draft, just seeing how that's going to work out with this last pick in the first round, which I have. Once the draft starts, I'll screen share the draft room so you can see exactly what's going on. But it's going to be interesting to see exactly how this works. I don't have pick 10 in any of my drafts, but I thought it'd be interesting to see because it's not a, look, the top eight I've discussed many times. The top eight positions are pretty straightforward. I think is probably not necessarily the order, but just that the people who are going there, they're pretty straightforward. Once you get outside there, though, it becomes very very confusing for some people. And I just want to have a look and see exactly what we can do around this point. As certain players come up, I'll touch on them and touch on any news that they may have or any news there may be for them that we've seen happen. I don't imagine this will be a hugely long podcast. I'm going to be live streaming the Red Rock Roto League tomorrow, which will be a bit of a longer podcast, a longer draft, a genuine draft, not just a mock for a Roto League. So we'll have that one coming tomorrow as well. Let's see. I've just got a comment coming from here from Yellow Swallow. This has got to start right when I was going to sleep. I don't think it's going to take that long. So if you want to stay up and watch it, I reckon we'll be done in about 45 minutes. So you can always watch it later, and it will be released as a podcast as well. So you can listen to the podcast, and you may be listening to this podcast now as I'm mentioning this. So let's see how this all works out. I might get this back out here on Twitter again. Just make sure people know that that we're doing this live if they want to watch. Just share this now. This is great live podcasting. Just share this now. All right, let's get this out. All right, so saw some preseason games today. Mallow looks really good. I think that's the early takeaways from what I saw today. Westbrook looks great. Durant, yeah, I'm still concerned about Durant. It's only been a couple of games. Steven Adams' hair is definitely right up there in the hair rankings at the moment. His hair is, it's something else. He's got it in a sort of a half up, half down ponytail. There's a lot happening with Steven Adams' hair, and it makes me want to see him more on the court as much as I like Enes Kanter from an offensive point of view and a fantasy point of view. Just seeing Steven Adams out there, had the mustache last season. Now he's got the warrior hairstyle. Let's get him out there. Now, first pick, I'm going to be shocked if it's not going to be Anthony Davis in this draft. Although I've said it plenty of times in an 8 category league, especially I'm taking Steph Curry at pick 1. I'm probably taking it in a 9 cat as well, to be honest, because I don't really value turnovers as a category. I would rather take Steph at pick 1, but you can't go wrong with Anthony Davis. I know I'm in the minority who isn't picking Davis at number 1. But this is, that's the way that I like to, I had Steph 1 last year. I've got him 1 again this season, but you can't really go wrong in those top 3 picks. And then even the next 5, there's a lot of value there. We've got 4 seconds to go until this starts, so let's kick things off with the first pick. Jeez, and that music is so loud. I know you can't hear it, but it just blew my eardrums out. Anthony Davis off the board first, as we expected. If it doesn't go Curry Harden next, I'll be shocked. At pick 10, what I'm looking to do, or pick 10, 11, I probably want to go with John Wall. And I reckon what I want to do is I want to try a situation where I go John Wall and say Rudy Gobert and see how that works out for me. Ooh, Kevin Durant went at 3. See, then that's something that will happen. I've seen debate about that on many websites and many forums about who's the pick at 3 and people not thinking it's clear cut. To me, it is clear cut with Harden. I'm not fully invested in Durant after the foot problem. There is, okay, how many times did he break it last season? How many issues did he have? This is a big man with a foot problem. There is concerns. Next year, he could be the number 2 guy, easily in drafts, the number 1 guy perhaps, but I don't want to risk a top 3 pick on a guy where I'm just not certain about it. Russell Westbrook's just gone off the board here at number 5. Cousins at 6. I really like the aggression on Cousins. I think he's going to be a really good player this season from a fantasy point of view. Who knows what the Kings are going to be. Chris Paul is a guy that if you're picking at 8, he's going to be available in a lot of drafts at 8. He's available here at pick 8, which I think is significant. It's a pretty good value to get Chris Paul at pick 8. I think that's exactly what's I think this person is going to, well, I hope they take him at pick 8. I think that's probably the right move to do, is to pick him at pick 8. I had him at pick 8 last weekend in the Superstars of Fantasy draft and took him at pick 8 there. And you'll find him slip to 8. You'll find Cousins slip to 8 in certain formats, and you have to be really happy. Pick 8's not a bad pick, to be honest. Pick 9, pick 10, not so great. Person's taking a long time to pick Chris Paul. Maybe they're not picking Chris Paul. Klay Thompson. Now, that is an interesting pick. I'd probably say that it's wrong. I don't really love that pick at pick 8 when Chris Paul is on the board, when John Wall's on the board, Damian Lillard's on the board. Well, I'm a fan of Chris Paul, but yeah, I don't love that. I don't love that move. Let's take Chris Paul's gone at 9. I'm going to take Johnny Wall with my first pick. And I think what I'm going to do, I'm going to try something out. I think I'm going to back him up with Rudy Gobert. So let's take Gobert at the next pick. I better actually take John Wall. John Wall and Rudy Gobert. All right, so that's an interesting start for my team. So obviously we've got nice blocks, we've got good assists, good steals, good rebounding, good field goal percentage. Our free throws are going to be a trouble though. So maybe I'll punt free throws as well now with this team. No, not yet. Let's leave it. Let's do points at this point. But if we end up having to punt them, we end up having to punt them. So Lillard's on the board, Kawhi's on the board. Again, this is a mock. I'm just trying something out, just trying some strategies out, seeing how they work. In my next pick, I'm definitely going to need some. I'm definitely going to need to grab me some more field goal percentage. I'm going to need to grab myself some more assists as well, because there are some categories that are really tough to get up later on. If at pick 30 DeAndre Jordan or Andre Drummond's there, I'm going to be all over them, and then I'm obviously necessitating a punt build at that point. Blake Griffin off the board next. So Blake Griffin's gone before Damian Lillard and Kawhi Leonard. I think that's probably a little early for Griffin. You could say that it's early for me to take Gobert ahead of those guys as well. But again, it's not about getting the best players necessarily. It's about building the best team and building the team in the best way possible. And that's what I'm attempting to do here. Lillard's gone. Ibaka's gone at 14. Yeah. Don't hate it. Don't love it. Kawhi's still sitting there at pick 15. I don't think you'll find that happen in many drafts, that the Kawhi will be there at pick 15. And he just goes at pick 15. So that's a pretty good value to get Leonard at pick 15. He is a superb player. Anyone who tells you he's not, doesn't watch basketball. Paul George, he's looked great so far. Again, like Kevin Durant, I'm not trusting it. It's been two preseason games. The competition's not the greatest in terms of everyone's not going at their full pace in these games. Going to be very interesting to see exactly how George and Durant go this season. But at pick 16, I don't hate Paul George. There's other guys on the board that I would have gone. You know, Mallow's a good option there. Jimmy Butler, obviously. Paul Millsap. These are other players around that point. I like Eric Bledsoe as well. I just don't know if I want to take the risk on Paul George. Not that I don't know. I don't want to take the risk on Paul George at that point in the draft. Mallow's gone next. And yeah, so I've got Mallow in a few drafts already this year. So he's been a guy that I didn't think I'd be drafting, but because points are so hard to get, and if you're not punting points, Mallow is such a great scorer that you can get. You have to get those points because you can't find many guys later on who provide points. And that's such a key factor. I spoke about that on the Daily Fantasy Basketball Podcast Day with Mark Roberts that I was on, about the ability. If you need points, you have to get them early because there's just so few guys later on who actually provide value in that category. Draymond Green inside the top 20. Don't hate it. According to the Basketball Monster projections for a punt points build, he's a top 15 player. So it's definitely not a bad choice. Gordon Hayward's a guy who is destroying preseason at the moment. I know it's preseason, but I'm a massive Gordon Hayward fan. He's just gone there at pick 20 and Marc Gasol at 21. I'm all about Gordon Hayward this season. I think he's going to be an awesome player. He's one of my guys. He has been for a while, actually, and he's a fantastic fantasy contributor. So we're at pick 22 now. Marc Gasol's just gone. Paul Millsap is still around. Eric Bledsoe's still around. They'd be the two guys that I'd want at this spot. If one of them falls to me, I'll be very happy. Let's see. Team Ong is on the clock. Come on, Team Ong. Make your pick. Team Ong has taken LaMarcus Aldridge. I don't want anything to do with LaMarcus Aldridge in most situations this season. He's just an overrated fantasy player in my mind. He's a good player. He's a very good player. I think he's overrated from a fantasy point of view. You've heard me say that probably too many times to count now. Nick Vucevic, he's a guy who's underrated. I anticipate him having a big rise in his block value this season. Look, not necessarily becoming a 2-block guy, I think, but if he can get it to 1.2, it's significant for Vucevic. I think that's sort of where he can get to. All right, where are we now? I've got one person who's set themselves onto auto draft. Oh, now they're back, so that's good. Hate auto drafters. Paul Millsap is providing significant value now. He's still there at pick 24. He's very underrated. He's a triple one threat. There's not many of those guys in the league. Danny Green, Draymond Green, Paul Millsap, they're you guys who are going to be challenging for that crown this season again. And he's just gone off the board at pick 24. That's a really nice value pick. All right, where are we? Nerlens Noel at 25. Love it. I'm a huge Nerlens fan as well. His steal numbers are incredible. His block numbers are great. His scoring should be better this season, we hope. I really like what we're going to see from Nerlens. I love what we've seen so far from him. I think he's going to be a really good player this season. Now, the guy that I want to grab next, if I possibly can, with my back-to-back picks, I would like a point guard. I definitely like a point guard here. And I would also like to get myself... I'd like to get myself a big man with some blocks. Just depends who's around, I guess. Oladipo and Gasol have just gone off the board. That's Pau Gasol. Don't like Pau Gasol inside the top 30, I don't think. I'd rather him around later. One pick until I'm up. I'd like a point guard and a big man. Let's see who's around. Andre Drummond is still around, so this is... DeAndre Jordan's still around. We are punting free throws and we're getting DeAndre Jordan. Okay. DeAndre Jordan, let's take him. Done. Now what we need to do, we need to get ourselves a point guard. And I think we're going to take... I like what we've seen from Kyle Lowry so far. I'm going to take him. Kyle Lowry. So I've got a core of John Wall, Kyle Lowry, Rudy Gobert, and DeAndre Jordan. So... what I am in terms of the way my team is, my points are obviously struggling. I'm going to need to get threes. I'm going to need to start addressing that soon, but I've got great rebounds, good assists, pretty good steals, great blocks, good field goal percentage. You know, those four guys, you think, okay, John Wall, Kyle Lowry, not good shooters, but the projections we've got here at Basketball Monster means my field goal percent comes out to 49%, which is plenty. Like, I'd like to get another high percentage guy at some point. And I'm still going to need to grab, obviously, guys to fill out these areas. And my steals are a bit weak. My assists are a bit weak. I'm going to need at least another 2 point guards in the next couple of picks. Probably in my next 3 picks, I'll need 2 point guards. Kyrie's gone at pick 31. That's great value for Kyrie. He's a top 15 player. I know there's the injury risk, but I think he misses 2 weeks maximum. And that's not a concern. Dwight Howard just went off the board before Andre Drummond, which is a ludicrous move. I know Dwight's Dwight, but Drummond has just been the better player for the last 3 seasons, pretty much. Nick Batum at 34. That's probably ceiling for Batum, but I do like him to reach that ceiling. I probably don't want to pick him there. Who else have we got now? See, I don't pick. This is the problem with picking at the turn. Not the problem, especially when I'm doing a podcast, that I can talk and explain sort of what's happening throughout this draft and my thoughts on these players, because I don't have picks for a while. Someone just left the draft. That's disappointing. Boo. Do not leave the draft while I'm recording it, even though you've got no idea that I'm recording it. Al Horford has just gone off at pick 35. I think that's good value. I like Horford going there. I think that's, if you're getting Horford at pick 35, you're getting a really decent player. Andre Drummond as well now. So someone else has put themselves into a punt. Well, obviously a couple of guys have, because Drummond and Howard have gone to different teams. Hassan Whiteside still sitting on the Chandler Parsons is ranked 29th by ESPN. That is crazy. Why are we ranking Chandler Parsons that high? At 29? Come on, get your stuff together at ESPN. Probably should look to hire someone to do your fantasy basketball. Rudy Gay, a very underrated fantasy guy. Very underrated. Not a great fit for a punt points team, but everything else he does, really good. Rudy Gay at 37. A guy that I'm liking that's hanging around here is Jeff Teague. I'm hoping I can get my hand on him. And Alfred Payton's going to be a guy who's going to be an interesting player for me. I don't know if I'll end up grabbing him because I'm not sure my field goal percentage is going to, he's going to love that, but I need some assistance. Did Ricky Rubio's, that's the thing. Do I take Ricky Rubio, who's going to really hurt my free throw, my field goal percentage? I need to pair him with a big guy. Mason Plumlee's definitely going to be a late round guy for me, and maybe not even that late. Jeff Teague just went. That's disappointing. I'm going to need a point guard here. Goran Dragic is a guy I might look at. Yeah, no. And as I say that, Goran Dragic just goes. Still 10 picks away from me. Karl Anthony Towns at 41. No, too high. It's ceiling. It's absolute best case scenario. He's looked really good. I've been impressed with what I've seen from him. He's going to foul a lot. There is less competition in Minnesota's front court, but I don't want him at pick 41. It's too early. I don't think I'm ever picking a rookie inside the top 50. There's no upside in it. What do you get? You get a player who ends up being the 40th best guy, maybe, if you're lucky. Every rookie is going to struggle at some point during the season. Andrew Wiggins struggled for massive chunks of last season. Every rookie struggles. They do. It's just something that, unless you're a Superman, but even then, not that many Supermen in the NBA. Where are we at now? Derek Favors just went. That's a good pick. Oh, he was a guy that I was looking at. I'm going to look at Trevor Ariza with my next pick as well, I think. Question in from Yellow Smallow again. Do you think LeBron is good value at 7? Yeah, I can't be angry at picking LeBron at pick 7. That's a pretty decent pick, I think. Do I need rebounds and blocks? I think I'm okay at the moment for those. Reggie Jackson just went off the board. I need to get myself assists. And I need to get myself some field goal percentage. So I need to go big and point again. Monte Ellis inside the top 50. Don't love it. It's not terrible, but I don't love it. Interesting to see how he fits it. Isaiah Thomas, not a huge fan of that one either. But that's okay. Again, I've mentioned this so many times. These 40 picks in the middle here, they're all so close to each other. Jason Gennarudi's in this draft. I know he's a listener and watcher on YouTube, so good to see Jason in there. Gabriel Tseng is in here as well, I think. So a few guys that I know listen to the podcast are in this mock draft. So it's good to have them in here. Ooh, up to me. Kenneth Faried and Tariq. Tariq Evans was the guy I was looking at. Kenneth Faried just went inside the top 50. That's a no-go. As much as you might like Kenneth Faried, you don't like him that much. I'm going to take Trevor Ariza here. Get my steals up. Thank you. Trevor Ariza. Now, what do I need next? I thought I was going to go point guard and big man. Chris Bosh is on the board. He's mainly a points guy, though. Who do I take? I'm going to take Rubio. I like him a lot this year. Let's get him. Ricky Rubio on my team. So now my assists are great. My steals are good. I need to go big with the next pick. I've got really good assists. My team's averaging over 5 assists a game. They're at 1.5 steals, 7.3 rebounds. But I've got 0.9 threes that needs to get up. I've got 46% field goal. That needs to get up. I need big men. And I need 3-point shooters. Danny Green, Jarrett Jack before Danny Green. That's a travesty. Do not let that happen in your draft. And before Mike Conley as well. Again, do not let that happen in your draft. Jonas Valanciunas. Brandon Knight at 55. Valanciunas at 56. I think the Valanciunas is... you've heard me talk about Valanciunas a lot. I think he's primed for a big season. Hopefully. Fingers crossed. And Brandon Knight, we just don't know what to expect from Brandon Knight. He was awesome in Milwaukee. He was terrible in Phoenix. Which one is Brandon Knight? It's probably closer to Milwaukee. The Milwaukee Brandon Knight is probably the closest thing to real Brandon Knight, but we don't really know how he's going to go playing in this system. I think Mason Plumlee is a guy that I'm going to look at. What's his pre-rank? 130? Okay. Probably don't need to grab him just yet. But see, I'm going to be picking 70, 71. Then my next pick's going to be 90. I might grab Plumlee at this next pick. I think I have to. I think Mason Plumlee's got to be the guy that I get. And what I also might do is I probably don't need to do that though. Marcin Gortat's still on the board. Kemba Walker just went. I like that pick. I like Kemba Walker a lot. Not punting points though, because that's one of his biggest categories. Ty Lawson at 60. It's better than where I've seen him go. I still probably don't like him at that spot. But I still think there's a timeshare between him and Patrick Beverley. See, a couple of these guys in this mock draft are organizing their own real league out of this, so that's pretty interesting. Where are we? Danilo Gallinari at 61. It's not a bad pick for Gallinari. I think that's probably the right spot for him. He would have been a good guy to get for some threes. Probably hurts your field goal percentage a lot, though. Not probably. Does. Andrew Wiggins at 61. I want no piece of him. He's ranked ahead of Greg Monroe. Don't want anything to do with him being ahead of Greg Monroe. Come on, make a pick. Two people have left the draft, which is annoying. And they're right back end next to me. Make a pick, Team Ong. Greg Monroe, yep. You can't. Couldn't let Monroe slide too much further than that. Brad Beal. Definitely breakout potential from Beal, but is it going to come? It's a risk. But when you're at this point in the draft, I think that's definitely fine. Got two drafts tomorrow as well. Got the Red Rock Roto League and doing a league with Seth Klein as well. So that's a decent money league. So we'll be doing that one nice and early tomorrow. Won't be broadcasting it, but I'll have that one to do tomorrow morning. So what am I looking at in this next pick? I think that I need, looking at my team, I definitely need threes and I definitely need field goal percentage. I reckon we're going to go big here. We're going to go big and a wing. Andrew Wiggins just off the board at 64. Definitely need some blocks. So Middleton, Mirotić, they're gone. Again, it feels like a reach, but I'm taking Plumlee because I want to get him. I need to get what he's going to be able to do for me. Fingers crossed. Actually, you know what? The other guy I could get is Terrence Jones. Maybe I'll get Terrence Jones. George Hill, Antetokounmpo just went. Let's take Terrence Jones. All right, so I've got Terrence Jones onto my team. I need more field goal percentage. I think I'm going to go Plumlee again. I think I'll take Plumlee here too. Yep, now I need to get threes. All right, Mason Plumlee. So seems like a bit of an odd strategy, but I'm happy with the way that it's all worked out for my team. So far, anyway. I need more assists. I need to get a late round point guard. Maybe I've left that run too late. Maybe I should have gone Alfred Payton there. In hindsight, now I'm second guessing myself. In hindsight, I probably should have. But again, it's a mock draft. Who cares? Giannis Antetokounmpo went off the board. Didn't mention him before. George Hill. Michael Carter-Williams is a guy I'm going to be looking at as well, if he's around. Gorgui Dieng, Tobias Harris, Tim Duncan. I like what I've seen from Gorgie Jennings so far in the preseason. He's looked really good. He's looked like a guy who's going to have standard league value, irrespective if he comes off the bench or not. Really like what I've seen from him so far. There goes Carter Williams. Disappointing. Would have liked to have gotten him. At pick 90, who do I get? Zach Randolph off the board. Damari Carroll still sitting around. Not really sure why that is. Oh, he's just gone. Kobe's just gone. Damari Carroll went one spot ahead of Kobe. There goes Alfred Payton. Yep, I should have grabbed a point guard earlier. It's a lesson for me. I want Darren Williams with my next pick. I'm going to end up with Darren Williams in every one of my teams. So I've got another 9 picks here for me. Alfred Payton at 81 behind Kobe. I don't like that at all. Got 2 more picks to fill out my starting lineup here. Then I need to start getting some 3s. Ryan Anderson, there's some 3s. Ryan Anderson goes off the board. Just not a huge fan of Ryan Anderson anymore. I was a big fan of him. I'm still a big fan of him as a person. I'm not a big fan of him as a fantasy basketball contributor, though, at this point in his career. Although the injuries to Alexey Ajinsa and to Omer Asik means that somebody's going to have to get minutes in that front court in New Orleans. It's going to have to be Davis. Anderson's going to have to play, obviously. Kendrick Perkins got a start today. That's pretty disgusting when you think about it. But, you know, if it's regular season, I don't know what... They might start him for 5 minutes. I don't think that's going to be a long-term sort of move. All right, so which point guard do I get here? Robert Covington, that's a good value at 86. I've got to get Darren Williams. Come on, let Darren slide. J.R. Smith, Thaddeus Young. Yep, they're both gone. So I'm going to take Darren Williams with this pick. So I did need that point guard. That's going to work out for me, hopefully. All right, Darren. Yep, so Darren Williams is going to be my guy. I really needed those assist numbers from him. So we'll add him to my team. Better click draft. Darren Williams. Okay, so that's my pick now again. So what am I needing? I'm needing some 3s now. Dwayne Wade's still around, is he? How can I ignore Dwayne Wade? Where did he go and I missed it? No, Dwayne Wade is still there. I think I'm taking Dwayne Wade. I know I'm punting points, but doesn't mean, just because I'm punting points and Wade is a big scorer, doesn't mean I ignore him completely, because he does some other things. He's a guard who shoots a good percentage, helps get my field goal percentage up. He gets assists, he gets steals. Doesn't hit 3s, which is something I am desperate for now. Robin Lopez and David Lee just went. David Lee, I know ESPN's got him ranked high, but I know he's been getting the minutes and Salinger's been minimized, so maybe he's going to be the starter, but I don't think I like him there. ESPN's got Noah Vonleh with a pre-rank of 130. If anyone can explain that to me, I'm all ears. And here's a guy you can get his steals in ESPN draft. Marcin Gortat just went at pick 94. Again, explain that one to me. Now, I need 3s and I need rebounds with these next couple of picks. I need to get a big 3-point shooter and then a big rebounder. Derrick Rose at 94. I'm very happy with it if you get Derrick Rose at pick 94. That's everyone hates Derrick Rose, and fair enough, but that's value for him at that point. JJ Redick just went. He would have been a nice addition. At 96, that is. So we're getting into the last few rounds here. CJ McCollum still on the board. Jahlil Okafor still on the board. Eric Gordon still on the board. There's a few players still around. See that You see that Drew Holiday's been knocked down to 97 in ESPN's rankings. ESPN generally has IR spots, so I think that's fair enough. Let's scrap that. He's not going to be able to go on the IR. I don't want anything to do with Drew Holiday, unless it's a roto league and you can keep him on your bench. That's a better way of putting it. Head-to-head league. Weekly lineup head-to-head league. Yeah, fine. Wes Matthews. Probably would have liked to get him a round or two later if I was going to draft him, because we just don't know with him at this point. But, at pick 98, it's not a terrible pick. That's pretty much a standard phrase for me. It's not a terrible pick. Where are we next? Jordan Clarkson. Really like Jordan Clarkson, but I don't necessarily like him this season. There's a big difference between the two of those things. Do I like him this season? Do I like him in general? I like him in general. There's just going to be so many guys there in LA. As bad as that team's going to be, there's going to be a lot of players there. So I got my team up to a 48% field goal percentage. I think that's pretty good. I'm sitting at 4.5 assists and 6.5 rebounds. I think they're pretty good numbers as well. Just need to get those threes up. I've got three picks to do it. Can I do it? Probably not. Not without hurting everything else. So it might end up, threes might be a good category for me. And you can say that you can get a lot of threes cheap and late. You can to a degree, but not really, because it ends up hurting you so much in other areas. Guy I'm going to be looking at is Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. He's a guy that I'll be looking at here. Marcus Smart, not a bad guy to target as well. Where are we? Otto Porter at 103. Like Otto Porter. Don't know how well his fantasy game is going to translate. Where are we? Tyson Chandler. Jesus, that's late for Tyson Chandler. He's another guy, along with Marcin Gortat, that's going to be an ESPN steal guy, because that's crazy low. Mo Williams. And it's up to my pick again. Evan Turner and Ed Davis just went off the board. All right, let's take Marcus Smart. Let's take Marcus Smart. And let's take Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. Get some young players with some room for development. And hopefully some three-pointers. Caldwell-Pope and Marcus Smart. That should hopefully build my threes up enough. Just a good amount. Yeah, I'm happy with the way that worked. Now I definitely need to grab a rebound, a big man, and another three-point shooter with my... Well, I've only got one pick left, so I'm not going to grab both of those guys. Who am I going to get? Patrick Patterson's a good option. Zach LaVine, he should be drafted in all leagues. Alfred Camino at 114, Jerian Grant at 113, Stanley Johnson at 115. Stanley Johnson's rising up fast, up the ranks. I don't know what to think about Stanley Johnson. He's been really good so far. He's definitely worth a pick in the last couple of rounds, no doubt. But he's a rookie again. There's going to be huge ups and downs. So I'm happy to get him, but at 116, maybe not. Maybe I'd want to go one round later. But again, it's sort of a little bit nitpicky. Julius Randle, Jabari Parker, Miles Turner. We're getting a lot of younger players come off the board. Now, D'Angelo Russell is still there. Yusuf Nurkic is still there. Zach LaVine is still there. There's a number of players that are still around. Jeremy Lin is another player who's still around. Ersan Ilyasova is a guy that I might target here. I think he's the guy that I want, if he gets back to me. Probably won't. Aaron Aflalo is still there. Jahlil Okafor is still there. Aaron Aflalo is pre-ranked at 84 on ESPN. That's no thank you for me. You shouldn't be picking Aaron Aflalo at 84. Jahlil Okafor is a punt big guy. So he's someone that he's going to be a free throw nightmare. I I got my team's free throws are at 68%. Zach LaVine just went at 120. That's about right. We don't know what we're going to see from Zach LaVine this season. We just don't know. He played so much point guard last year. He's going to be playing off the ball. What's that going to do to his value? So much of his value came from his assist numbers. He's not going to have those assist numbers this season. So that's going to be, it's going to make it interesting to see what we get from him. All right, into the last round now. Let's move through these guys so I can just wrap this up. Hasn't been a long show. How long have we been going for? Can't see. Where's the time? A bit over 30 minutes. Yeah, that's a pretty nice draft time. Wilson Chandler, Bojan Bogdanovic. Yep, these are all decent last round guys. Ben McLemore's gone. D'Angelo Russell. These are all guys that you want in that last round range. I want Ersan Ilyasova with my pick. Don't know if I'll get him. Myers Leonard's another good option for my team as well, I think. Maybe I'll get Myers Leonard if he's still there. I'm going to end up with Myers Leonard in a lot of leagues, I think, this year. Especially at a pre-rank of 157. Tristan Thompson at 124. Don't know what that choice is about. For start off, he's not signed. We heard that the holdout is going to go potentially into the season. And then what role is he going to have behind Kevin Love, Timofey Mozgov, Sasha Khan is there. LeBron's going to play some four. What's Tristan Thompson going to do for a standard ESPN league? He's not going to do anything. I don't know why we're picking Tristan Thompson to pick 124. And, you know, at this point, I'd rather have Aaron Aflalo than him. You take Jahlil Okafor there. That doesn't make much sense. You know, Alec Burks is still around. Trey Burks there. Yusuf Nurkic is still there. Obviously, Ersan Ilyasova. Tony Parker hasn't been drafted yet. All of these guys you want to have ahead of Tristan. Jeez, there goes Myers Leonard. That's disappointing. Noah Vonleh at 128. Aaron Aflalo at 129. Ersan Ilyasova to round out the draft at pick 130. So that's it. ESPN and ESPN mock draft. Now what I'm going to do, I'm just going to go through my team and the way that it sort of rounds out what the stats potentially look like based on the Basketball Monster projection. So my team looks like they're at 13 points. That's low. That's not good. 1-3 a game. I'm okay with that. 6 rebounds. Pretty good. 3.9 assists. Very good. 1.3 steals. Very good. 0.8 blocks. Yep, that'll beat most teams. 46% field goal. Not happy with that. I need to make some moves to try and deal with that. Not a huge fan of that number there. And 68% free throws. Again, not a big fan of that sort of number. So, you know what? It didn't work out exactly how I would have wanted it to. The draft, but sometimes that happens. Especially picking from the 10 spot, you're always at a bit of a disadvantage, I think. But I've got a few guys who have got some upside there. I think Marcus Smart can get a lot better. Darren Williams can improve on his projections. Mason Plumlee. Ersan Ilyasova can definitely have a better season than that. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope heading into his third year is in line for a pretty decent or a better season. I think there are a lot of upsides on my team. Don't have any rookies because, again, I generally don't want rookies. But that was me attempting to a punt points team. It's not an easy situation to do. It's not an easy punt to try and pull off because so much of players' value is tied to their scoring. You've got to be really, really zoned in on what you're doing. But overall, I think the team ends up being okay, not spectacular, but pretty solid. And there's a little bit of room for trading in there. And I've got a guy, I got some bargains. I think Dwayne Wade was a real bargain. Deron Williams was a real bargain at the spots that I got them in drafts. Just trying out a few different things, just to show you some ideas and thoughts of the way that I do things and the way that you can do things during your drafts. All right, don't forget to check out Basketball Monster and Hardwood Paroxysm, of course, and subscribe to this podcast. Leave a review, leave a ranking. Follow me on Twitter @redrock_bball. Thank you so much for listening, everyone. See ya.